Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Along with me, I have Mr. Bajaj, Senior President Commercial and CFO, Mr. Ravi Joshi, Deputy CFO, Mr. Sushil Mishra, Head Accounts, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. Let me begin with performance updates. The second quarter panned out as per our expectations. We are all witnessing macro challenges accentuated by recessionary fears in USA. Geopolitical tensions and inflationary raw material scenario coupled with high sea freight costs. This has resulted in a weak demand scenario across our major markets, barring India, where we continue to witness stable demand environment. We expect this weakness in international markets to continue for the remainder of the year. In spite of these challenges, we believe we will be able to achieve a minor sales volume growth in the financial year 25 as guided in our previous earnings calls. We have completed the capex for 30,000 metric ton per annum of high value of advanced carbon material and commissioned this plant in September. This is for the non-tire grade carbon black, which will be used in plastics, inks, paints, and other special industries. During the last board meeting, we had also announced a tire capex. We have now begun the implementation of the first phase of this capex, which is towards the OTR range of tires. We expect this completion of phase one in the first half of financial year 26. With this, I now move on to operational highlights. For the quarter, our volume stood at 73,298 metric ton, a growth of 4% year-on-year. For H1, volume stood at 156,867 metric ton, a volume growth of 14% year-on-year. Our standalone revenue for the second quarter stood at 2,465 crores, registering a growth of 10% year-on-year. This includes realized gain on foreign exchange pertaining to sales of 29 crores. For the first half of this year, standalone revenue stood at 5,207 crores, registering a growth of 19% year-on-year. This includes realized gain on foreign exchange pertaining to sales of 18 crores. For the first half of this year, 44% of sales came from Europe, 29% from India, 16% from Americas, and the balance from rest of the world. In terms of channel contribution, 73% was contributed from replacement, while OEM contributed to 25%, and the balance coming from off-take. In terms of category, agricultural segment contributed to 59%, while OTR industrial construction contributed to 37%, and the balance came from other segments. The standalone EBITDA for the quarter was 619 crores, registering a growth of 13% year-on-year basis. The margin came at 25.11%. For the first half of this year, the standalone EBITDA came at 1,333 crores, registering a growth of 29% year-on-year. The margin for the first half was at 25.6%. Other income stood at 105 crores, while for the first half of this year, it was 187 crores. Profit after tax stood for the quarter at 350 crores, registering a growth of 4%, while for the first half of this year, we have recorded 827 crores of profit, registering a growth of 28%. Our capex spend for the first half of this year were 540 crores. Our gross debt stood at 3,062 crores at the end of 30th September 24. Our cash and cash equivalents were 2,994. Accordingly, we have a net debt of approximately 68 crores. The board of directors had declared a second interim dividend of rupees 4 per share. This brings the dividends to rupees 8 per share, including the first interim dividend. Before I conclude and leave the floor open for opening questions, I would like to wish all of you a very happy advanced Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants present on the audio bridge who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Quickly, two questions. One is, in previous call, we talked about increase in RM cost, increase in freight cost, and in turn, margins in that context should have come substantially lower. But it seems you have done an exceptionally good job on margin management. So any price hikes taken, and if you can quantify the impact of RM cost in this quarter and upcoming quarter?
We have taken the price house in Q2, not in the last quarter.
Yeah, what would be the price hike in Q2?
So the impact would be...
Okay,
so it will come in, the impact of that will come in Q3, and it will be to the very marginal, maybe about 1 to 2%.
Okay, okay. And RM impact in 2Q, can you quantify that? How much impact we saw?
In Q2 to Q3, RM impact may be the similar, whatever increase we have taken.
In 2Q, it was how much? On the commodity basket, what kind of increase we saw?
3 to 4% on the raw material, and if on the sales price, it will be half, approximately.
Right, right. Got it. And last question is on demand outlook. So you talked about weakness continuing in second half as well. Now, this is the impact which you are seeing on the retail demand, or is this still inventory correction which is taking place? I believe inventory correction was largely done, but if retails are weak, then is there further inventory correction which we are seeing?
At the moment, it is mainly demand outlook.
Okay, got it. So inventory is comfortable?
Yes.
Got it. A few more questions, I'll fall back in queue.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity and happy Diwali. There's been an increasing production stops for European players. Is it due to weak demand or they're losing market share? And also, we are seeing a lot of M&A activities in this space in Europe market. So how do you see that playing for us in terms of pricing and market share, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I think on the other players in Europe, what they're doing, we can't comment. And on M&A, there is no impact, as we had mentioned. We are also waiting and watching.
Got it, sir. In terms of OEM demand, which was very weak this quarter, any improvement of traction there you're seeing in the Q3 quarter, sir?
We are working towards it, but not seeing in the immediate future.
Got it, sir. Sir, in terms of EUDR regulation, how's the preparation for the supply for the regulation? I just want to check the date of implementation for the regulation, sir. Is there any change there?
So there is a change in the EUDR regulation. European Union is postponing it for 1 year, but it has to be passed in the parliament, which is likely to happen in November. So all said and done, it is likely to be postponed for 1 year. But we are ready with the EUDR production. We can do any time when, as and when it is implemented.
Got it, sir. And sir, lastly, what was the Euro-INR rate for Q2 and what do you expect for H2 and FY26, sir?
So, last quarter it was 91 and next quarter we are expecting, rest of the year we are expecting 92.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Raghunandan NL from Nuvama Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. And the performance has been very good considering the challenging circumstances. Sir, firstly, on the demand side, can you speak about the distributor inventory levels? Is it higher than normal levels? And specifically, if you can comment about how you are seeing the agri demand in replacement for Europe and North America.
So at the demand, at the inventory level, we are seeing it to be at normal levels. But as I mentioned, the demand is slowing down. So that is what the challenge is, which you are working towards.
Got it, sir. And anything specific on the agri side where you are seeing any kind of, or by when do you hope things could improve on the demand side?
It's a little early to comment on that. We are watching and being actively present in the market, so we are keeping an eye for that.
Understood, sir. On carbon black revenue, how was it in the current quarter, and how do you expect it to increase going ahead with the new capacity being operational?
So new capacity is for the specialty carbon. So this has come only in the September, so in the coming quarter, you will see the impact of this one. And currently we are selling approximately 50% of our carbon produced in the market.
Got it, sir. And how much would that be in revenue?
It is less than 10%. Still it is less than 10%.
Got it, sir. And lastly, before I fall back to the queue, given that you have a better euro realization for H2 and you also have the benefit of a 1-2% price hike which will come in Q3, how do you see the margin range broadly for the full year? Would you expect, given that first half you have done 25.5, how do you see the full year range?
We expect the similar around 25% as we told in the last call also. So it will be around 25%.
Got it, sir. I'll fall back to the queue, sir, for remaining questions.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Siddhartha Behra from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first question is on this demand side again. I mean, if you look at OE or replacement, where do you see bigger challenge in terms of recovery, and what will probably drive that? If you have some color for the next year, what things we should look forward to?
Sorry, can you repeat the question? We could not pick it up.
So I was sort of asking about where is the bigger challenge in terms of demand, OE replacement, where do you see bigger stress, and what will drive that recovery? If you have some insight, what should we look forward to for the recovery to play out?
So at the moment, demand is weak all over. It's not just replacement OE. Overall in Europe and North America is a little weak. And I think we are also waiting and watching. It's very difficult to pin one point and pinpoint to one thing and say this is what will drive the recovery or something. There are a lot of factors currently affecting geopolitical situations, tensions, and also we are waiting and watching.
Got it. Have we seen any sort of pickup in exports or market share gain for Indian players in US compared to China? Have we sort of seen any sort of trend like that?
No.
Okay. But on the cost side then, if you can highlight, freight cost of late seems to have come down a bit. So shall we expect normalization in freight cost in the second half from where we are in Q2, or do you think it will take longer?
No, we are expecting freight to hold at these levels for a while. But let's see. At this moment, we are not seeing any reduction, further reduction.
Okay. And so lastly, on this other expense, this quarter, there has been a decline on a YOY basis. So is it that some costs have not come in quarter, or if you can throw some color on why it is down?
Yeah, it is because of decrease in promotional expenses. Last quarter, there was a major expenditure in IPL. So this quarter there was no such expenses, and apart from this there was also reduction in production also.
Okay, so these should normalize as and when you start this promotional expenses. That is what we should assume. Okay, lastly on the capex side, the first half we did about 500 crores, so you had guided earlier for 700 to 800 crores for the year. So what is the updated guidance if you have for the year?
So between 800 and 1,000 crores.
Between 800 and 1,000. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll come back.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhinav Ganeshan from SBI Pension Funds. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my question. I wish you a very happy Diwali and congrats on a great set of numbers. I just had two questions. First one is regarding our volume. So we have done 1.56 lakh tons. So can we estimate that we will be able to match our FY23 high volume of 3.02 lakh tons?
As I mentioned in my opening remarks, that we believe we will be able to achieve a minor sales volume growth over the financial year 25. So this is what we are holding to.
So if you can, so it would be like a low single digit number? That would be fair to
see. I cannot comment on that. I can give you what this guidance is. You can pick up, fair. I mean, you can put the number whatever you feel, but our volume guidance is in that line.
Yes, sir, that was useful. And one more question is with raw material cost, that is natural rubber and, even crude oil being a little lower in the current quarter. So can we see some of that benefits flow through for us in Q3 and Q4, if you could give some thoughts?
There may not be any immediate relief for this price going down, because we are the importer, so our raw materials are already in pipelines. This impact, if petrol prices are getting reduced, will be in the fourth quarter.
Okay, sir. That was useful. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Basudev Banerjee from CLSA. Please go ahead. Hello.
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 Mr. Banerjee, we can't hear you. Maybe we'll take you back again later.
Sure. So we'll move on to the next question, which is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Two follow-ups. One is you said you don't expect freight cost to further reduce. However, we have seen sequential increase in freight costs. So from the second quarter level, should there be reduction in freight costs in second half, or that 7.4% of sales is what where it should sustain based on the current visibility?
There will be marginal reduction from the second quarter to third quarter.
Okay. And secondly, is on the tax rate. So we have seen a reduction in tax rate on QOQ basis and seems to be quite low. Is there any one-off in that, any tax write backs which is for the prior period? And otherwise, how should we look at tax rate from the full year perspective?
Still tax rate includes so many things, like there are a lower tax income also, like in investment. Right. And apart from this, there are other, you can take it like unrealized exchange gain loss that we can add or less in the tax calculations. So that is the reason.
Okay, so about 23-24% is where it should be overall tax rate.
Yes.
23-23%. Got it. Great, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Before we take our next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Sriram R, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, with, this India-China border dispute being resolved, do we get to see some, investments from Chinese players into our sector, or are we open to forming JVs with them? What is your sense?
No, we don't see any such investment in we don't know if an opportunity comes, we will evaluate it at that time. But currently, we don't have any particular opportunity to evaluate.
But you are you open to forming JVs with them, or if you can elaborate?
We can't comment on that. If an opportunity comes, we will evaluate it and then take a call. But we cannot comment before and after. We cannot speculate on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ejox Frederick from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So sequentially, the realization has gone up, and you mentioned that you have not taken price hike during the quarter. So is it due to the mix, improved mix, we are seeing increased realization?
Yes, it's a product mix and hedge rates both.
Understood, sir. Yeah, thank you, sir. That's it for me.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajiv Poddar for closing comments.
Thank you once again to all the participants, and we look forward to seeing you next quarter. And once again, wishing you a very, very happy Diwali. Thank you.
On behalf of Balkrishna Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.